Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? This is BC. Welcome back to another episode of Supreme Being. Team BC is on the road this week. We're hitting Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. I'm currently in an Airbnb right now in Delaware shooting this podcast from my phone, believe it or not. But hey, we still got to crank out these episodes. So huge shout out to the team. If you guys are interested in learning more about my team and possibly joining, you can go ahead and visit www.jointeambc.com. And apply there, set up a Zoom call with whoever is in your region and is the regional leader. If you guys are interested in learning more about my brokerage, EXP Realty, go to partnerwithteambc.com. And lastly, shout out to Modern Success. That's my tribe, my coaching program. If you're interested in learning more from me, working more with me directly, live lectures, bunch of products, bunch of bonuses, a lot of training, great community, live events, and all that fun stuff, go to briancasella.com. Or if you follow me on Instagram, go to the Linktree. Link that I have in my bio, and you can find it there. All right, let's begin. So as we evolve now, we are in 2021, right? Let me look at the calendar real quick. Yeah, 2021, pretty crazy, right? We're a year and a half into the COV phenomenon. People are getting sick of it, right? We're still seeing people going around en masse, and it's crazy what's going on in the world, and nowhere did we think that we would be where we're at now when we were first told this, 15, 16 months ago, right? Now, regardless of how you feel about it, that's not going to be the topic of discussion today. What we're going to discuss today specifically is something that I think is extremely important, and those of you who listen to me want to get better, and this is a subject that is in the realm of communication, but I want to kind of dive deep on it for the next 15, 20 minutes with all of you. Because the mastery of this, I believe, really will unlock the next level for a lot of you, all right? Now, if the moment calls for it, and the context is correct, the art of being direct. What do I mean by that? It means you call a spade a spade. It means when something needs to be said, you say it. Okay? Because when I say direct, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're being blunt or that you're being disrespectful or an asshole or something like that. Direct means no fluff, no sugarcoating. You're going right for it and you call it like it is. So I want to unpack this subject for the next couple minutes because this is extremely important. The inability for people to be direct with themselves, be direct with their clients, be direct with the world, be direct with their intentions, be direct with their goals and what they want to do and their aspirations. The lack and inability to do that has caused so much suffering and strife and issues with people, right? Think about being direct in the sense that you're somewhere, you need to talk to somebody, and you need to ask for directions because you're lost. What do we do? Instead of being direct, we don't want to ask people. We go on our phone. We figure out all these ways instead of just going directly to somebody and saying, "Hi, I have a question. I'm lost." Or we go somewhere and we need to talk to the owner of the place and you walk in and instead of going to the owner, you kind of stand there and you mess around because you're scared to approach them and talk to them. When the correct action is to go direct, you could be stranded somewhere and need literally, and I saw this on a show, you could literally need shelter and somebody just because they asked somebody on this random clip that I saw somewhere, the dude actually let him stay in an RV for free for a couple days, all because the guy didn't ask him for anything. He just said, "Hey, I'm new in town. I have no place to stay. Can you help?" And he had the courage to be direct and ask the person. And guess what happened? He got shelter and he didn't have any money. The guy didn't know him and he still gave him shelter. Okay? So what's the point? You see, this inability to be direct, this lack of being direct shows up everywhere. You with you, you with other people, you in your life. When you set an intention to do something and you wake up and say, "I'm going to wake up at 6 and then I'm going to be in the office at 8 and I'm going to start working at 8. And then you create excuses to not do it. You're literally not being direct. Instead of just doing what you're supposed to do, you do something else. You deviate, right? You're indirect in that moment. Now, there's moments to be indirect, of course, but it has to come from cause point, not from reaction, not from emotion, not from weakness. Same thing with being direct. In those moments when we're supposed to be direct, why are we not direct? Because of the same thing that I just described. We're scared. We don't want to do it. Our emotions get in the way. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Now, how do we start building up this ability to be direct? Well, all of you listening to this podcast, as I've been speaking for the last 5 minutes on this subject, I guarantee you things and images and people and situations and memories have popped up into your mind. I know they have, because they do for me too. And those were the moments you were supposed to be direct, or you're thinking an opportunity later today or right after this podcast or tomorrow where you need to be direct. So the homework for you, the exercise, the practice of this is put yourself in situations where you know the correct course of action is to be direct and force yourself to do it. Why? Because you have to grab the bull by the horns, ladies and gentlemen. You can sit here and listen to me all day. You can have somebody else cheering for you, but ultimately you need to do it. But why not put yourself in the position where you now give yourself the opportunity? You see, many of you come to me and you ask me questions, or you're wondering, how come I'm not getting the results? Why isn't this working? And things of that nature, right? I get those messages and I hear those conversations and statements from people all the time. But in order for all these universal laws to work and all these other things that you're studying, right, and that I know that's at the forefront of your mind, the missing piece there is you have to put yourself in the space and time, right? Because that's how we relate to people, and that's how we relate and describe these things in the real world. You need a time and a space. Space meaning a location, right? This building, right? These coordinates on the map, we meet there at a specific time, okay? Now, I have to then be direct and knock on that door and ask that person for business to then put myself in that position to earn that reward that I seek. Do I not? I need the space and time. Block 10, subdivision plat number 5 in this neighborhood at 12 p.m. I knock on Mr. Stanley's door. He opens the door. I directly ask him with my script if he's looking to transact in business. We have a conversation. He says yes. Right there, I just described for many of you these crazy esoteric universal laws in simple layman's terms. That's what that is. But it requires the end user, which is you. It requires a person putting themselves in that place at that time, and then being direct and taking the action. And direct, again, doesn't mean blunt, being an asshole, and all those things that you think it means. It means doing the direct action that one has to do. It doesn't mean just speaking directly to somebody, not being around the bush. We have to stop thinking so finite and in the box with some of these things, okay? So again, how important is this? When you break everything down to the most basic foundational pieces, that first seed that you planted in the soil, that first step that you took, this is what it's about. You see, many of us in the beginning didn't have the ability or the courage to be direct and do what we had to do, say what we had to say, be where we had to be. We didn't. And yet those little courses of action that you took, being direct and doing what you're supposed to do, saying what you're supposed to say, ended up getting you the result. Did they not? Did they not? That's what this is about. So as much as we'd like to discuss other topics and you know, deviate, it's things like this that are my absolute favorite to bring to people's attention. The fact that being direct with your goals, your dreams, your actions, your words equals you getting more accomplished. I mean, it's really that simple. It's really that simple. So what I want you to do, number one, you got that first piece of homework, which was, okay, I'm now going to consciously put myself in these situations and in these places where I'm going to have to be direct. Fair. Now you can do that. Now, how do we go about refining this process? How do we go about maybe grabbing some tools that you can use and access in these moments or before or after to assess how you did, to prepare yourself? Well, think about it. What's your biggest fear right now in regards to this? Maybe for some of you, it's walking up on stage confidently and speaking in front of people, right? That's a fear. That's a big fear for a lot of you. Wouldn't you agree? Absolutely. Getting up on stage and talking in front of 5 people or 10 people or whatever that number is, it just freaks you the fuck out. Maybe it's 50. Once that number 50 hits, you're like, oh shit, this is a lot of people. I'm not ready for this. Good. Good. Now envision yourself walking from the back on stage, head up, chest out, smiling, making eye contact with people, and just walking up on stage like you own that motherfucker, and then getting up and speaking. That's being as direct as possible, walking directly from where you are, that beginning point to the end point of being on stage, and boom, you're into the speech. That's being direct. If that scares you, then you need to sign up immediately to a local speaking organization, Toastmasters, and immediately, the first time you show up, say, I want to speak on stage. You go, who runs this bitch? You, sir, you're the owner here. You're the one who's in charge? Fantastic. Put me on stage. I'm a guest here and I would like to volunteer because I want to get over my fear of public speaking. And within a couple months, I want to be one of the top people here. If that's what you're thinking in your mind, then be direct and walk up to the man and say that. That's how you get this shit done. That's how you start doing this to where what you envision your life to be, the movie that's playing in your mind, your reality here in the third dimension is as close to that as possible. This is the essence of what I'm discussing today on the podcast. How many of us play these movie reels of what we should have said, what we would like to say, and we envision ourselves as badasses, which is fantastic. That's what you're supposed to do. But how come we're not doing that in real life? The closer I get to that, the more everything I've ever wanted as far as material possessions, everything I've ever wanted of myself, my character, my confidence, my self-esteem, my results, and everything that I want in the life that I want to create, the closer I get to doing that to where the mind and those visions match my outward actions in the third dimension, I'm getting everything I want. And I'm more fulfilled than I've ever been. And everything is in line. And everything I say I'm going to do, I do. Everything I say I'm going to accomplish, I accomplish. And it's there. Boom, 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 boom. More and more and more and more and more. So now what is fantasy to other people is reality for me because of this one concept of being direct. You see how we can unpack this in a way that other people can't? You see how I took something as simple as being direct and tied it to that? Now that's for you. How simple is that? To say, I want to match what's going on in my mind and these grand visions that I have of myself and how I am and how I walk and how I talk and how I live my life, making that real. Well, start with that. Start with that. Apply that to those scenarios like the first piece of homework that I gave you where it was, I need to find and locate the things that scare me. And that's where I need to play. I need to jump into the deep end of the pool there where all my fear and hesitation is. And then match up what's in my mind of how I would ideally be in that situation. How would I be standing there on stage in that moment? What would my voice sound like? What would my eye contact be like? What would my body feel like? What would my emotional state be like as I'm walking onto the stage looking at people? Am I smiling? Am I not smiling? Are the facial muscles in my, you know, right here on my face, are they tense, right? Are they relaxed? How about my shoulders? Are they, you know, back and dropped? That's what I'm focusing on. And the clearer that that image can be, and the more real you can make it, then it's that much easier for you now to create that in the third dimension and say, okay, I'm going to be that. If my mind can create it, my body can achieve it. Not a problem. Because the mind does not know the difference between imagination and this 3D reality. I'll repeat it. The mind does not know the difference, which is why I've told you guys to envision yourselves going out there and closing your clients. If you're a business person, going out there, having fun, meeting the right people, living the life that you want to live. Because now your mind is beginning to conceive the possibility of that reality, which is what you want. That's what you want. Now, there's been a lot of stigma around this word direct. Oh, you know, you're not supposed to be direct. Oh, you're an asshole. Oh, nobody will buy from you. Oh, nobody's going to like you. Why? Because they misconstrue the word and think of it as only you ramming something down somebody's throat. That's not what it is. That's one false interpretation of what direct and directness means. We have to, again, this is why I address these things from this perspective, so you can break out of these mental traps that people in society have put on you, even with this one fucking word. Being direct is not bad. In specific context, in specific scenarios, yes, it can be bad, sure. But if that's the case, I can apply a context to virtually anything and make it bad or inappropriate. That's not that difficult. This is how they trap you. So they say, oh no, yeah, it's just that one context, but being direct is bad. And now you sweep that shit under the rug and you never look at it again because you think it's bad. So take back this word and wear it proudly. They've told us to be ashamed of being a salesman. Fuck that, I'm a proud salesman. I'm a better fucking salesman than anybody I know. Line them up. I'll knock them down. I am a salesman. I sell. That's what I do. And I'm the best at it. What's up? And I wear that shit proudly. I'm in direct sales. And I'm fucking fantastic at it. That's what I say. That's how I counter their argument. I wear that shit proudly. Do you? Do you? Because if you don't, good luck. If you don't, good luck. Because you have to play with these subjects and these words and these understandings and know them for what they are. Who cares if everybody else understands what I'm describing on this podcast? As long as you, the listener, understand and you can apply it to your life and to those close to you in your intimate circle that want to learn, that's all that matters. You know why? Because then you're going to be getting the results and transforming, and everyone's going to look at you like, dude, what are you doing? You're a beast now. And you can tell them, you don't even know, homie. You have no idea. You're not even ready. You're not even ready to fathom the depth of knowledge that I have now and these understandings. You ain't even ready to have that conversation. But when you're ready, you really ready, let me know and we'll chat. That's how you respond to that. That's how you respond to that. Because again, I'm to the point where I don't care if nobody understands and it's just me, because I know this shit works and I'm demonstrating the results of it every single day. So the word direct or directness, what are you going to do with it now? What are you going to do with it? You can take this shit as short or as far as you want. And if you take it far, take it as far as you can. Because the farther you take it, the more clues I've left along the way for you to find, that you'll be able to confirm what I've told you and take it to the next level. Because that's what this is about, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? That's it for this one, guys. Shout out to Team BC. Love you guys. Shout out to my partners at EXP Realty. Again, join Team BC if you want to join my team. Partner with Team BC if you'd like to join EXP Realty and join me on that journey. And if you're interested in getting more training and coaching from me and more understandings, and you know, live lectures and calls and all that fun stuff, go to briancasella.com. That's Brian with a Y. Or you can go to the Linktree bio on my Instagram. All right, that's it for this one, guys. Peace out. We'll see you on the next one.